You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is June 8th, 2020. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast for another packed episode. A lot of new stuff going on in the wet shaving world, and it's been very exciting lately. If you haven't noticed, the last few months have been, well, in the world it's been crazy, but in the wet shaving world it's been packed of full new releases and all this new stuff coming out and old stuff coming being brought back to life. It's just very exciting. So it's another packed episode, so I'm going to start getting into it right away here. We're going to first start off about speaking about the King C. Gillette line. I was able to get some information from Procter & Gamble, and we're going to have a great review article coming out here on Sharpologist in a few days here, kicking off the King C. Gillette week, actually, over at Sharpologist. So we're going to start it off with a nice little segment on the podcast regarding that line. A legendary mail call for myself. I'm not one that likes to post mail calls too often, but this one is my final grail razor. I've been looking for this particular razor for over 9 years, and if you guys are friends with me on Facebook or in some of the groups that I'm in on Facebook, you would see that's where I posted it this week. And I'm going to get a little bit more in detail on how I actually obtained it, what I did to follow, what regimen I followed to get one, and how you can get one too, or how you can get your Grail razor as well. A Janus razor release is here. That's right, the Janus razor was released. The razors are out in the wild now. They are out to the original backers, and we're starting to get the results in from that, the reviews in from the actual razor being in the field now. And we'll talk a little bit in detail about the Janus razor release. There's going to be a lot of information, I'm sure, coming out on this razor in the next few months. Remember, there are only 51 of them out there right now, so I've personally only seen about 5 or 6 reviews, and I'm sure more will be coming, so we'll see that shortly. Quantum Shave, or as most of us know it as, is Q-Shave, has a promo. I found the ad on Facebook. I'm linking it up to the show notes here so you guys can take advantage of it if you'd like. It's a pretty decent promo, and I couldn't find it on their website, but if you find the unique link and go on there and sign up for new customers, you actually can get a free razor. So check that out. We'll talk a little bit about that. And the Gibbs adjustable safety razor. There are a few of them out there. Now we have a new adjustable coming out, and it's a replica of the original, like almost spot on replica. I don't know where exactly too much on it, but I do know that there are some test razors going out at the moment, and they're going to be listed around $50 to $100. I have the website where they're available and a couple pictures as well. And of course, guys, every week it's going to be on the show notes, even if we mention or don't mention it, how to properly sanitize and clean your razors. I'll leave it there until this whole COVID-19 thing is over, and maybe even leave it there forever. I don't know. Hopefully this thing's over pretty soon. So remember, always keep your razors clean and sanitize when you're sending them out to your friends and family or people that you sold or bought, and just make sure you clean them up real well when you get them. All right, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So the King C. Gillette line has been in full force for a few weeks now. I've actually probably a little bit over a month since I remember I purchased mine the week of Mother's Day, so that's about a month now. And a lot of people have been getting them, trying them out. They're being available in more places. So when I started using the King C. Gillette razor, I really wanted to know more about it and what made this razor actually make it to us. Like, Gillette for so long was not arguing about it or denying it, the claims. They just said that they were not into producing a double-edged razor for the United States market. I mean, I've spoken to them over the last 9 years several times on asking them, are you going to redo the Fat Boy? Are you going to come out with this? Are you going to come out with another razor? And all the answers were, no, that's not really what we're into doing. In 2019, we saw the end of 2019 in Q4, we saw the Gillette Heritage razor. And that razor, believe it or not, was a special edition. It's still available. You can still buy it with a replica case. It was like based off a 40s Gillette New, I think it was, right? I'm not too sure on the model, but I do know that it was based off of a vintage model with modern parts, modern stuff. And to see that razor come out, you gotta think of it this way. Why did they do that? It was to test the waters to see if they can do the Gillette, the King C Gillette line. There's no way that the King C Gillette line was just made up in a couple of weeks. And that's okay, because they were testing the waters to see that Gillette Heritage Razor probably did better than everybody thought it would have done. And that launched this line, right? That launched the double-edged safety razor part of this line. So when I spoke to Procter & Gamble, I asked a few questions, and they were a little vague in the answers, because I understand they don't want to give away all their secrets. There are a lot of other competitors out there, especially now in these days, such as Harry's and Dollar Shave Club and even Schick and all those guys. They are it's cutthroat for the safety razor business, or for the cartridge razor business. So when I spoke to them, they basically confirmed that the Heritage Razor did very well. And that kind of led into the actual King C Gillette line. So it motivated them. Now, is the Heritage Razor still going to be available? Yes, it's still available, I believe. And they'll still be available for a while. But this one, the King C Gillette line, is actually listed on their website. So you could find it, and it's in brick and mortar stores. So if you're in the United States, it's available at Walgreens. So using this razor for the last few weeks, it is a couple of facts about this razor. One, it is not made in Germany or the USA. It is made in China. The blades are Russian blades. I'm not sure the blade make that. None of that was confirmed. But one thing it is a few facts about this razor is, one, it is the largest Gillette safety razor produced. It is the longest, and it is the heaviest safety razor produced, double-edged safety razor produced by Gillette to date. So we're going from 1903 to now. It is the heaviest razor ever produced. And a couple other facts about the it is a nice, not a neutral blade gap, but it is a great head shaving razor. So on my review this week, you'll be able to read about head shaving with it. If you are a head shaver, I do recommend this razor. It's nice and mild on the head. It works very well. And the balance of it and the weight actually helps out a little bit. When using it, make sure you don't use too much pressure, because if you use a lot of pressure on it, you're going to cut yourself on your head especially. Face shaving, it's great. It's all around. It's a razor built for the masses. So don't look. I've been seeing guys bash this razor a little bit online. Don't bash it because it's not aggressive. It's not meant to be aggressive. It's not meant for the hobbyist or the wet shaver of 10 or 15 years. It's meant for a new person that just wants to see it and pick it up. And honestly, the whole line, I believe, is meant really for, it's really engineered towards beard trimming and all that stuff. It said even trimming, edging, and all that stuff. It's not really, they didn't say about full face shaves, even though it's, you know, quite fine to do. And I'm the opposite of a beard guy. I am the opposite. I have my face is always clean shaved, and my head too. So I mean, that's just how I roll. But for you that do have a beard or are looking for that, they have beard products and stuff, and a clipper and a beard trimmer. So it's really engineered towards that type of gentleman. All in all, guys, the Gillette razor, it's a fun thing to see. It's fun to collect if you're a collector, and to use, because you don't have to feel guilty about using it. You know, there's nothing gonna happen to it. You can buy another one if something happens to it, right? So really excited about this release. This does kick off the week at Sharpologist. There's gonna be a lot of information on Sharpologist regarding the King C Gillette line. I'll look for my review this week. It's gonna be out in a few days, and just check it out. A lot of the information I share a little bit with you. I want you to read the article so you can see that, because it leaves a little bit of excitement at the end of the week. So check it out, guys. The King C Gillette brand. If you haven't seen it, big week coming up with Sharpologist. It's really exciting, and looking forward to hopefully more items coming from Gillette in the near future. So not often do I post a legendary mail call, but this one was it. This is an unbelievable thing for me to happen to me, I'm sorry. And I mentioned a little bit on the last podcast, because I did purchase it, but it wasn't home with me yet. So I got to make sure it's here before I do anything. And it came the day after Memorial Day. So 9 years of looking for one, checking countless antique stores everywhere, checking thrift stores in different countries and different towns of the United States. Everywhere I go, I usually look into an. I look for the antique stores. I look in there just to see if I would find them. But I did find one on Facebook. So I am very fortunate that after 9 long years, I was able to purchase a Gillette Fat Boy bottom dial. And that was something that I've been looking for a very, very long time. And I found a seller on Facebook that just posted it. Well-known in the Gillette community, well-known collector, and gave me a great deal. I don't know if he knew Anyway, he gave me a great deal, and very, very fortunate for him to do that. And I'm very happy to be able to own one now and try it out. So I haven't used it yet because I've been doing a couple of other projects, especially with this King C. Gillette razor has been a lot of my time, and some other stuff. Carbon Shave has been about a lot of my time. I'm going to have some new content coming out on that. But I have been speaking to a lot of people regarding the bottom dial. And a few things I'd like to tell you about it is it is pretty unique. It is cool. It is not going to change your life if you haven't gotten one. It's not going to make you run faster or jump higher. Like they say when I was a kid, it was always if you wanted to get a really nice pair of sneakers, they would do that. No, it doesn't do that, as they used to advertise with the pumps on the sneakers, right from Nike. But it does kind of bring it down to, for me, it kind of like slows everything down a little bit for the wet shaving part of it. Now I've got my grail, I'm good, right? I don't need to really look for anything anymore. But it's nice. It's nice to finally get that last piece. So if you're a really big collector and you're looking for one, the bottom dial is pretty cool. It is a cool razor, the way it's composed. I've only seen one other in person. That was when I was at the Big Shave West. It was actually Matt's of Razor Emporium. He showed it to me in a case. And this one is just, this is a production model. It's not the prototype model, but it's great. So I'm ecstatic about it. It's like hard to put it into words because when you're really dedicated to something, not so many other people would understand. You guys would understand, but like my wife doesn't understand or anybody like that because they're like, oh, you know, it's just another piece. But it's a collection. It's something you do, and it's just something, it's fun to get. Now, how did I get this? How did I find it? Well, a few things. I wrote an article last year regarding unobtainable items in the wet shaving world, like how to get an unobtainable item, right? And a lot of people always looking, asking me, Joe, how do you get this? You know, I really want this and that. And I follow this regimen that I do, and it's listed. I linked it up to the show notes here, the article itself. And I followed this article and I got this the right way it did. Now, one thing I will tell you guys about the article is when you got to, I'll go over it real quick. You got to know what you want first off and know everything you can about it. Like learn, research about it, know the prices, know the average price of where it's going, know who has them, know people that do already own one, and ask a lot of questions about it. And a couple other things is just like be ready to purchase when the opportunity comes up if it's in your budget. For example, if you're looking at a Gillette Tech razor and your budget is, I'm not going to spend any more than $25 on this razor on it, but I want one in great shape. All right. Yeah, you can go on eBay and find a Gillette Tech for $25 right now and might be beat up or not. But it's like, no, I really want this particular Gillette Tech in great shape. I don't want any spots on it, any tarnish or any anything like that. I want it perfect, but I want to pay this amount of money. So then you just keep looking and looking and researching and finding out until you find what you want in that budget, right? That's kind of what I've done with the bottom dials. I had my budget. I set it. I sent an offer in to the person who was selling it, and they accepted the offer. So that's how it worked. You know, I didn't go way under but my budget was a certain level. I wasn't going past that no matter what. And I said, well, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I'll see what I can do. Maybe the counter offer will be in my ballpark or whatever. So that's how this worked. That's how I've gotten all my unobtainable stuff, guys. So if you're looking to get something unobtainable and you're looking to get a grail razor, you have to really know what you're looking for. You have to have the funds ready to go, meaning don't tell the person like you're going to wait 2 weeks or anything like that. And don't give any sob stories or saying, my kid's out of school or something like that, because this isn't really essential, if you know what I mean. It's not like, oh, I need bread and cookies and I don't know why I said cookies, but bread and milk, cookies. I guess to me, cookies are essential. But, you know, in all of that line, it's just not good business to do. So be ready to buy with what you want to buy, whether it's a Gillette Tech or a Toggle or something like that. Or if you're looking at a BBS One razor or a Wolfman razor or Carbon Shave or anything like that, look at your budget and everything and be ready to purchase if the person actually says yes. So that's kind of what I did here. I gave an offer, the person accepted it, and we went back and forth. And by 8:30 in the morning, it was very early in the morning. I looked at it when I was going to work at around 4:30 in the AM. And I actually sent a message and the guy was up. He was up and sent me back. And by 5:30 in the morning, it was settled. So, So it was a really awesome, great story. But just be, when you're doing that too, looking for unobtainable items, just go ahead and just be ready to buy it. If you're going to spend that $25 on a tech and you find it and the guy says, yeah, I'll give you $25, I'll take $25 for it, then send them the $25 tech for that tech and be ready to go with it and get it. If you're like, oh, I'm going to go down lower, no, that's bad business. Your offer is that if the person, if you went a little bit too high, it's like kind of like buying a car. You can't go buy a car and say the car is listed at $12,000. Say, I'll give you $10. They say, okay, no problem. We'll do it. Said, no, I want to go to 9.5. Nah, you can't really do that. You don't look like you're very motivated to purchase. I've done it before, and sometimes it works, but sometimes it does. Most of the times it doesn't. So yeah, legendary mail call. Great to have this piece of history in my collection. As of right now, I'm finished with collecting those Grail razors. I have nothing on my radar anymore. So feels good. Also feels, I think a lot of it's the thrill of the hunt. Always looking. And now that you have it, you don't really have to look anymore. And, you know, it's fun. It's good. I'm happy, right? Happened. We got it. Now we're moving on. Hopefully there won't be anything else. Hopefully I can slow down a little bit, right? As all of us do say, all of us collectors say. But yeah, sorry to talk so much about myself. I'm really not into that kind of talk. I don't like to gloat a little bit about mail calls, but this one was a big one. And if you guys ever have any questions about a bottom dial or how it works or anything like that, or want to see, I will have some videos coming out on it and some content coming out on it in the very near future. So that's right. If you're interested in buying something or getting an unobtainable item, check out that article I wrote. It really does work. I'm really happy with the way it did work and the progression that this happened because I followed the steps. So check it out at sharpologist.com. The Janus Razor is here. That's right, guys. The Janus Razor is finally in the hands of most of the people that purchased the original batch. Now, I missed out on this one. It was a little bit out of my range at the time. And I was going to go try to purchase a Janus Razor, but unfortunately, they sold out very quickly, I think within a few days. And if you're unfamiliar with the Janus Razor, it is a toggle-style tribute to the Gillette toggle. Pretty much it's a tribute to it. A tribute that's made with modern day technology and modern day parts and stuff. I think they're all stainless steel, and the parts inside and out are supposedly all stainless steel as well, with the original toggle, none of it was stainless steel. Now, I'm not sure if it's forged or CNC machined. I didn't really look. I thought it was CNC machined, but it's looking like it might be either or. I don't know much about it. I don't have one in my hand to be able to tell you. But the razor was took a long time to produce. And you can understand that because of the way these razors are composed. The Gillette toggle is arguably the most parts in a razor I think anybody's ever seen for an adjustable razor. There's a lot going on. I know after speaking to Matt over at Razor Emporium this week, he said that the Gillette toggle is the most difficult razor to take apart. We were talking a little bit about razors. He said that it would be on a scale of 1 to 10, and that would be considered the 10. Other razors would be in like the 5s and 6s to do, but he said the toggle is the most difficult one to take apart. So that was probably means it's the most difficult one to make too, I would say. So Eric, the guy behind the Janus Razor, has spent a lot of time, several years actually, developing this, and they're finally out in the field. And the results have been pretty positive for the most part. A lot of guys are just messing around with them right now. They're just trying to learn it. It's not exactly the same as the Gillette toggle, so it's a little different with the aggression scale, which is, I would say, probably more along the lines of a modern-day razor. And it's also nowhere near, like they said, a few people are saying it's a little different than the prototype. So the final production models here, check them out. Badger and Blade has a lot of information on it right now. A couple of the forums. Haven't seen too much on Facebook yet, but the backers are starting to talk a little bit more about it, and you'll see some more feedback. And I'm sure that the feedback that we receive or the Janus receives will be corrected if there's any issues on the next batch. Hopefully they do a next batch. Haven't heard anything about that yet. But really interesting. So great job, guys, over at Janus Razors. You guys were really putting a lot of time and a lot of effort into this. And I'm glad to see that this razor is actually out in the field. So check them out, janusrazors.com. So if you are familiar with Quantum Shave or Q-Shave, They are now offering a free razor to their new customers while the supplies last. I have a link to Facebook. You do have to have Facebook to see the link, to see the ad. It's not listed on their website, but there is a link that you can click and get into that actual, to the actual area where you can get the free razor. Now, it looks like one of those Ming-Chi, what is it, the replica or the tribute, whatever you want to call it, of the Mercore a future. It looks like a Mercore future razor that they're giving away for free, but if you're a new customer, they actually, you know, you do get one for nothing with your first order. I believe there's a certain amount you have to spend, but it's not, it takes like $25 or something like that. So check it out. It's a good opportunity to get a free razor. If you have a friend or family member that'd like to try it, and now's the time to do it. If you just want to try it yourself, do that and buy some blades and buy some other stuff too that they have there at the Q-Shave. So check out the Facebook link that I have in the show notes. Unfortunately, you won't be able to see at quantumshave.com, but right here is the link, and hopefully you'll be able to get a free one because it said it's while supplies last, but it's been there for about a week, so looking promising. And if you are not familiar with the French Gibbs razor, the Gibbs adjustable razor, it was made in France, and it is an adjustable razor that it was actually not very popular. I guess it couldn't have been popular in the United States because they weren't sent over here until the internet. Unfortunately, until the internet started in eBay, this razor really didn't make its way to the United States. It wasn't really made for the European market. But a couple of people have been looking at making this again. Now, the first successful, actually, I think it's better than the original one, is the Rex Ambassador, which is based on this design and made with different material, a little bit different design, but still has a similar concept to it with higher quality products and parts, and it's a little bit more, you know, right? So now you have a couple of other makers that are coming out with them, and they're coming with more affordable versions. This one's going to be in the range of around $50 to $100 from the Heritage Collection Shaving website. So heritagecollectionshaving.com is offering the Gibbs replica razor. Now the test market has gotten them. The few people testing them out are going to be trying them this week. And this is an overseas model, I believe. I believe it's made by Alibaba. I'm not sure because I saw a couple of things I saw on Alibaba.com, or saw a couple of people actually offering them in bulk. If you wanted to purchase them in bulk, but you would have to purchase 500 pieces at a time. I don't know if this is the same one, but there's a good chance that this is the same one. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't have that information. The person who I asked who's doing this didn't comment. So if it is, then this is actually a pretty cool razor. I'm not sure what the material is on it. I'm not sure if it's stainless steel, aluminum. Not much about it right now, but I do have some pictures of it. And I focused on the last picture, I enlarged it a little bit of the parts. And you have a three-part razor, so it's kind of like a three-piece razor that's adjustable with an adjustment knob. We'll hear some from the testing market. The guys are going to be testing. It's just going to be a bunch of people testing them out, like 5 or 10 people. And I'll look for those reviews and share them in the future. So if you really wanted to try like a Gibbs razor, don't want to shell out the funds for the Ambassador or get a vintage one that they go for about $200 right now for the vintage. This one for around $50 to $100, I think would be right up your alley. It's right up my alley, so I might try it out myself. It sounds pretty interesting. But I'd like to see some of the reviews first and see if it's going to hold up. Because some of these imported razors, sometimes they don't hold up very well, especially with all the adjustment mechanism and all that stuff. We'll see how it works. So check them out, guys. HeritageCollectionShaving.com. All right. And we went a little bit over our time this week. First and foremost, I want to say thank you all for listening. The last podcast was a big week for us. It was a big week for downloads, so I'm really very humbled over this and very happy to hear that. A few other things is I am working on my podcasting skills. If you haven't noticed, I'm working on hopefully getting better with my delivery. I've had some people help me out with that. It's something that, you know, I've been doing it for a very long time, and just trying to work out a little bit of a better way of delivering the podcast. Now, couple of things when I do this, guys, is I do this, try to do it all in one or two runs. And I think sometimes that when I speak in my mind, I'm speaking at a regular pace, but I speak a little too quickly. And that's something that I'm trying to work on. So if you notice, I'm trying to slow down a little bit, pronunciate a little bit better, and just overall make the experience just more enjoyable, I guess, for the listener. I do listen to myself every time the podcast comes out on my way to work, so I try to keep it at around that 20 to 25, 27 minute time, because I'd say that's the average commute for most people going to work, and I try to keep it around that. And yeah, I do take notes on my performance. I take notes before I do this, so I am working on that. So any feedback, please let me know, guys. But I am very very happy to hear all the positive things coming from the podcast, and all of you that gave me some feedback in the last 5 years or so of doing this. It's been great, because it really does help me get better. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast this week, and just wanted to remind you that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. So special thanks to all of you guys, the listeners, and Mark, aka Mantic59, for everything he does in the wet shaving community, and for allowing us to use his platform. So don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com. I have been updating that, and I have some more stuff coming out this week. And always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be on the 22nd of June. And until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.